This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. We've reported extensively this past week about a deal taking shape in Congress on a new immigration law. A compromise bill is working its way through the Senate with the support of President Bush. But there's another body that must be included in any deal that is to become law, the House. And as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, the House is a very different beast from the Senate, especially when it comes to immigration.
Here's a pop quiz. Is the following lawmaker a Republican or a Democrat? Yell your answer at the radio. Ready? Here goes.
I don't think people begrudge those who are just coming here to work, who have no criminal background, who just want to provide for their family.
If you said Democrat, you're wrong. That's conservative Republican Jeff Flake of Arizona. Okay, try again. Republican or Democrat?
Amnesty is a deal breaker. I don't feel that that's the right approach that we should be taking to reward people who have broken the law. I mean, we have to abide by the rule of the law.
If you said Republican, you're wrong again. That's Democrat Heath Shuler of North Carolina. Now, if you got your answers right, congratulations. You figured out that when it comes to immigration, the House is all over the map, and not just metaphorically. It turns out that how lawmakers feel about immigration has a lot to do with the region they live in. For example, Charlie Gonzalez. He's a Democrat. He represents more than half of San Antonio, Texas, and nearby areas, a majority Hispanic district with many undocumented immigrants.
They're here because we're giving them jobs. They're here because we're providing them with the jobs, and basically are required for the health of our economy. Further, they make a huge contribution. So how can we legally get a handle on this?
In his Capitol office, Gonzalez points to a poster-sized photo of a sharp-looking Marine, Lance Corporal Jose Gutierrez. He was one of the first American servicemen to die in combat in Iraq. And Gonzalez says he was originally an illegal immigrant from Guatemala.
He was not a citizen of the United States of America. That was conferred upon him posthumously. But this is the contribution that the migrant makes to the United States of America.
Gonzalez is vice chairman of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, one of the few groups in Congress mostly unified on the immigration bill. They want a legal path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. And here's another Democrat, Heath Shuler. You heard him a minute ago. His home district is very different from Gonzalez's. Shuler's from rural western North Carolina, that wedge that's tucked between Georgia and Tennessee. And Shuler's views on immigration couldn't be more different either.
In my house with two kids, I don't reward them when they do wrong. And so, I mean, that's the approach that I've continued to take time and time again. That's the approach that I'll take when this bill comes up.
Shuler opposes any kind of path to citizenship. He calls that amnesty. Lawmakers are also divided over a guest worker program, border control measures, and changes in rules for bringing in family members. And those are just divisions within the Democratic Party. The same wide spectrum of views is splashed across the GOP as well. This week, two Republican senators on opposite sides of the debate canvassed a closed-door meeting of House Republicans, each trying to drum up support for his position. Republican meetings are usually genial, clubby sorts of gatherings. But here's how Minority Leader Roy Blunt of Missouri said House Republicans responded to the senators.
They're very politely received. There are polite questions at our conference this week. And as you know, this is a topic that has not always led to polite questions or polite discussion.
So, divided Republicans, divided Democrats. Majority Whip Jim Clyburn has a messy job on his hands. He's got to find that magic number of 218 votes to get some kind of immigration bill passed. To do that, he says, he'll have to cobble together a coalition of lawmakers from different Democratic voting blocs, the Congressional Black Caucus, the Progressive Caucus, the Blue Dogs. But even so,
we're not going to get to 218 within the Democratic Caucus. Because no matter what you will do, you are going to walk away from significant numbers within each one of those caucuses.
So Clyburn will have to count on lots of Republicans, too. He'd like to have as many as 70 vote for it. And right now, the only thing Clyburn says he's sure of is that the bill that Senate's working on, it won't pass the House as is. It'll be just a starting point. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.